This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1287. As an entrepreneur, you can expect a lot of things. By Mike Smirklow of MikeSmirklow.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host here, and welcome back to Optimal Work Daily. Or if you're just discovering us, glad you did. This is where I read an article to you each and every day of the year, covering employment, work-life balance, entrepreneurship, and a whole lot more. So let's get to it now as we hear from Mike Smirklow and Optimize Your Life. As an entrepreneur, you can expect a lot of things. By Mike Smirklow of MikeSmirklow.com. As an entrepreneur, you can expect a lot of things that come with the journey. It is, more than anything else, a proverbial roller coaster. Excitement, uncertainty, a sense of accomplishment, and the pure adrenaline of chasing your dream. In the beginning, most of your focus is on what can go right. In fact, it's a requirement to get started. The motivation to start comes from that big vision, building a company, disrupting an industry, or solving a huge problem. You dream of building a culture, creating jobs, doing the impossible, and perhaps getting wealthy along the way. As I type this, I get goosebumps. Every day at Next Coast Ventures, I get the pleasure of meeting amazing entrepreneurs filled with energy and enthusiasm as they pursue their entrepreneurial dreams. I get to briefly and vicariously put on my past entrepreneur hat and dream big with them. It's so inspirational. But as an entrepreneur, unfortunately, something will happen along the way that can shake you to your core. You lose a key customer, a critical team member quits, you cannot raise the capital you need to run your business, consumers don't think your product is really as cool as your mom thought it was when you showed it to her just a few months ago, or the real lottery winner, a global pandemic happens and your travel startup is hit with a huge punch in the face that no one could have ever predicted. I call these oh no moments, and every entrepreneur knows this experience. In fact, if you are going to be an entrepreneur, you can expect so many of them, you will lose count. And that is what wine and therapy are for, as it turns out. These oh no moments are predictably followed by a mental avalanche of destructive thoughts and demeaning questions, the worst of which is, why the heck am I doing this? Why? This one question has destroyed more entrepreneurial dreams than just about all other events combined. It is the question that makes you question everything you are doing and changes your perspective from the positive dream to the consequences of failure. This alter ego of negativity, despondency, and weakness is what I refer to as your Mr. Monkey voice. If you listen to this voice espousing fear, uncertainty, and doubt, your temptation to throw in the towel will be high. The key is not to let the voice win. But how can you do this? How can you stay connected to your entrepreneurial vision when everything seems to be telling you to give up? Here's a simple formula that I've found the most helpful when I struggle with this very issue. It is an exercise that helps me keep my focus and resist the rabbit hole of negativity that Mr. Monkey wants to take me down. And it is a pretty simple way to use the why question in your head and take your thoughts in a different direction. It's also an effective and simple way to take Mr. Monkey's why and turn it on its head. In short, it is an exercise in mental judo. Think back to the start of your entrepreneurial journey and ask not just one, but three whys, but focus on your original vision. Think about the very reason you started on your journey in the first place. Ask yourself, why did I start this in the first place? Whatever your response is, ask the same question again. Then do it one more time. For me, it would go something like this as it relates to my decision to do a 180-degree professional pivot from an entrepreneur to a venture capitalist co-founding Next Coast Ventures a few years ago. Me, number one. Why at this point in my career did I want to change to being a venture capitalist? This seems a lot harder than I thought. Why? Answer: I wanted a new challenge in my career and wanted to invest money to help fellow entrepreneurs bring their visions to reality. Me number two: why? Answer number two: entrepreneurs need help, and I think I have something besides money to help them achieve their dreams. Me number three: why? Answer number three: entrepreneurs can change the world, and we need their help now more than ever. I draw inspiration every day from my job and can't think of doing anything else. Bingo. By the end of the exercise, I quickly remember why I changed my career, set out to learn a new set of skills, and took on the risk of co-founding a venture capital firm. I love challenges. I love trying new things. The idea of building something from the ground up is invigorating, exhilarating, and above all, rewarding. Most importantly, I get to work with the best and brightest entrepreneurs in the world and watch and help them chase their dreams. Wow, now I remember what I'm trying to do. Now I am reconnected to my entrepreneurial vision. The beauty of the exercise is its simplicity. However, it is only as effective as you challenge yourself to go deep on the why. Staying connected to your vision might be the hardest part of being an entrepreneur. Seriously. So many ups and downs will come your way that you might have trouble remembering your first name, let alone recalling what your original vision was for the journey. The next time you're feeling stressed, challenged, or are thinking of giving up, find a quiet space, put your phone away, and try the three whys exercise. I bet you will feel a renewed energy, a sense of purpose, and clarity of thought and purpose. Give it a try and let me know if it worked. And always remember, if it was easy, anyone could do it. You just listened to the post titled, "As an Entrepreneur, You Can Expect a Lot of Things," by Mike Smirklow of MikeSmirklow.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree. Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
And thanks to Mike, he is the author of Mr. Monkey and Me, a real talk guide to cultivating a mindset to support greatness in entrepreneurs, and actually narrated an excerpt from that book back in episode 88. So if you liked what you heard today, go check that out. And Mike is an experienced entrepreneur, investor, and business leader driven by the desire to turn ideas into reality. Having bought and scaled a small business into a publicly traded company worth nearly $1 billion in value, he's got a deep understanding of the hard work, dedication, and grit that truly powers successful entrepreneurship. Today, as the co-founder and managing director of Next Coast Ventures, which you heard Mike talk about in this post, he's a champion for a new generation of entrepreneurs building disruptive companies in big markets. He is a great author for this show, so come by his site to check out his work. That's MikeSmirklow.com, and his last name, Smirklow, is spelled S-M-E-R-K-L-O. And as usual, I do have that linked in the episode's description for you. And that is going to do it for OWD today. I thank you so much for joining me, as always. And I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Wednesday show, where your optimal life awaits.